well-being. This is one of the aims of people, not only now in these times, but it has always been like that. People have always wanted to live in happiness. They wanted to have their lives meaningful and also relevant. So what can help us to create this well-being within ourselves and then of course with others? There are many things we can say, but today I'd just like to share with you what we call the 8 powers that can create well-being in our lives if we use them consistently. Because definitely for improvements to happen, there has to be change. But it's not the change in the outside that is going to be so important, but it is the change in the inside. The change in how I think, in how I see things, in how I work things out. And for any newness, for any deep insight, the first thing that we need is to be quiet, to be silent. I have found very often that the breakthrough in understanding something or tuning into something has been just to sit with myself and being silence. And so the first power is the power of introspection. The ability to go within, withdraw from outside things. It can be for 5 minutes, it can be for 10 minutes, it can be for an hour, it may even be for 1 or 2 or 3 days. But to positively move inside, and once inside, just to remain in an inner peace and an inner calm. But then the second power, whilst in that inner space of peace, that inner space of quiet, is the power of discernment. Discernment is the ability to tune in to what is appropriate. Sometimes people have used the word judging, but judgment is a totally off the mark activity of the mind and the intellect. Discerning is not what's wrong and right, but what is appropriate and how I deal with a person. What is appropriate and how I deal with a situation. Today it may be I need to be assertive. Tomorrow it may be that I need to be quiet. The next day it may be that I have to have courage. Whatever it may be. But to be able to discern means to be able to, it's like having a third ear inside you and being able to hear, being able, as we said before, to tune in within that silence to what is appropriate. Because very often we think in black and white, right and wrong, where there are so many shades with which I have to tune into in order to really find what is appropriate and useful. And then after discernment, the third power is the power of decision making. Decision making is that I have discerned what is appropriate, what is necessary, and then decide that yes, this is what I have to do. Because the danger can be that I am thinking and thinking and maybe speaking and speaking, but I don't make the decision to act. We can't really get effective results just only through thinking and speaking. We actually have to act, because through that action I can actually manifest something. And if it doesn't work so well, at least I have learnt something. But to make that decision, the fourth power is needed. And that fourth power is to let go. Let go of old fears. Let go of habits. and bring everything to its essence. Because sometimes, because of fear, because of worry, because of doubt, there's a lot of expansion, and therefore the essence is lost of, you know, what do I really want? What is the way to reach that particular aim? So returning to that essence, I have to let go of confusions, of doubts. Otherwise I cannot decide. A person who is worried or stressed often will not be able to decide properly. See, if there's no clarity in my mind, then even the decisions I make won't be so effective. So we need all these powers. I need to go in, I need to discern in silence, in peace, I need to decide. In order to decide properly, I have to let go of the unnecessary. But in order to let go, I need a fifth power. Doesn't really, it's not that complicated actually. A lot of this, once you start one of them, all the others will start to act naturally, they come into play naturally. And so the fifth power is courage. To have within the self a very deep faith, a very deep determination that this is what, you know, I have to do. Sometimes it takes a lot of courage to be able to speak my mind. Sometimes it takes a lot of courage to be able to keep my mind quiet and listen to others' opinions. It so much depends on the personality of the person. So courage, courage enables me to go beyond barriers and obstacles. Courage brings also an enthusiasm to at least experiment and to see and to try. I may not be sure of results, but it doesn't matter if I'm not sure of results, just let me do it. And this requires, actually it's faith and determination are very much linked with this power of courage. And these are the powers that work internally and in myself. And if I start to use these one by one, I start to use them properly, then I start to move outward. And when I move outward, then I start to experience the sixth power. And that sixth power is adjustment. We can also say the word flexibility. When I have my inner anchor, when I have courage, when I'm clear of what I want to do, then there is, from that position of inner stability, the inner foundation, I have the power to adjust to people, to adjust to situations. I am not restricted by seeing simply labels, formulas, right, wrong. I go beyond those limits. And when we are flexible, then that's when we also start to have the seventh power, and that is tolerance. And to understand tolerance, it doesn't mean I put up with what I don't like. Tolerance is not suppression. Real tolerance is respect for difference. Because, for example, a task, there have to be different talents, different specialities that get that task accomplished. It can't just be one person and one speciality. And respect for difference means that then there starts to be a lot of complementary factors starting to play their part within a particular task. If you look at, for example, the face, the physical face, eyes, nose, mouth, ears, they all complement. They don't compete, they complement. Why? They know their position, they know what they have to do, and they get on with it. So I think it's very important to evolve the understanding of this word tolerance, because for many people it means put up with. And then to the final power, and that is cooperation. Cooperation with a lot of ease, with a lot of naturalness, with a lot of maturity. And again, it's very linked to tolerance and adjustment. When we are able to cooperate, then we are able to share mutual specialities, we're able to share mutual resources. Someone who is able to cooperate means that they're able to respect the existence of the other. And it's a very big thing now, cooperation. And cooperation not just with people, but also cooperation with, you know, Mother Nature. And when we cooperate, we cannot never cooperate properly if there's not that respectfulness for the other. And coming together in a task, coming together in a gathering gives a lot of joy, because one of the things that the human spirit really longs for or wants to experience is this sense of, you know, belonging, this sense of family relationship. But to have good feelings, respectfulness for others means that I have learned the art of cooperating. But again, that's the eighth power, but the others have gone first. For example, if I don't go into myself and I don't discern, if I don't keep in my inner peace, then it's going to be very difficult to have all the others, you know, courage, adjustment and cooperation. And what helps us a lot in manifesting these powers, especially those powers that are to do with interacting with others, is that inner quietness, an active silence that creates a space for newness. Thank you, and all the very best.